It's a funny thing in life how we just sometimes, more so often than not, we start moving faster and faster and faster and faster. And my son Matthew asked what I wanted for Mother's Day, and I was like, you know, wherever you can fit me in, whenever, whatever we can do. And he came and we went for a walk down at my old church. They're doing they have a walking path down there. And he reminded me, like, let's just slowly enjoy this. Let's just slowly enjoy this. And it was a beautiful morning yesterday. And we walked through the woods and into this cornfield, and we did this huge loop. And I found myself disoriented. It's my church, my place of being, my old church, and my place of being. And we were way far back near a horse farm. And it was just a beautiful time to slow down. And it gave me the opportunity to talk about God with him. So my little reminder to all of you, take the time to slow down and find joy in God's world. I'm going to be reading from Acts 9, starting at verse 36. At the time of this story of the healings that were occurring, God's work was growing and it was very strong. Yes, there was opposition against it, but the believers were at peace amidst the persecution as the church was being built up. They were comforted by the Holy Spirit. I can't imagine living in a world where you are persecuted for having faith. I would be a nervous wreck. I'd be in prayer all the time. And these people were comforted by the Holy Spirit. Peter had healed a paralyzed man named Annas in Lydda near the coast of Judea. Annas had been bedridden for 8 years, and his healing was through the power of God in the name of Jesus. Peter had healed him through the Holy Spirit. There was a validation of the apostles' teaching at that point, and witnesses were filled with devotion to Jesus. The healing led to the conviction of believers, both physically and spiritually. And Peter then traveled to Joppa, where he raised Tabitha. Her Aramaic name was Dorcas. Her Aramaic name was Tabitha. Her Greek name was Dorcas. From death, she was raised in the name of Jesus. Let's start it in your Bibles, Acts 9, verse 36. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa. So when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." And Peter went with them. And when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room and then got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." And she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. And then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. Tabitha was a widow, and she was caring for other widows. They were the poorest of the poor. She modeled God's love by loving others. God loves everyone, and we love others by sharing our gifts with others. When we do that, we are representing God's love and sharing God's love. Our gifts are to be used for God's glory. People who serve others are filled with a servant heart. You feel it. You know it. They selflessly give. When my parents initially moved into my home, I was living down the road from John and Sue Rice, who lovingly took care of Ruth Longacre, Sue's stepmom. Ruth Longacre was about 8 years older than my mother, but took my mother under her wing as they would walk up and down the driveway, and Ruth would quote the Bible. And then they would sit on a swing outside, and my mother would ask her questions, and she would share all of her biblical knowledge and life stories with my mom. What a beautiful friendship. What a wonderful way for my mother to really understand the Bible. There were times when I shared with her, but it didn't seem to go as deep as that time she spent with Ruth Longacre. They slowed down, right? They walked together. They got into the Word. They discussed questions. Ruth Longacre selflessly gave her time to my mom with her servant's heart. What a gift. Tabitha was someone others would turn to for help. She was someone everyone trusted. Her hope was in Jesus Christ, and she was totally trusting the Lord. She was kind, and she was a gift to all she met. And she had the gift of hospitality. She was not afraid to be with those who were considered unclean. She recognized their needs. Tabitha used her needle and thread to help others. At that time, tunics were extremely, extremely expensive. She would piece together and sew cloth together to make tunics for the poor. She clothed the poor. She lived her life for God and truly loved everyone. This is what a disciple does, male or female. A disciple has a servant heart. A disciple does not have to be a perfect person. Imperfect people and sinners are often used by God to accomplish his goals. We certainly all have our shortcomings, and yet God chooses us to work for him as disciples. Did you think of yourself as a disciple this week? Well, this week coming up next, I want you to think of yourself as a disciple of the Lord with your servant heart. The poor and repressed in her community totally relied on Tabitha. At the time of her death, the community was filled with grief, despair, and even hopelessness. They wondered who would help them now. Who would they trust? Who would they rely on? We have Jesus in our hearts. We know it's going to be Jesus' way. We rely on Jesus. But isn't it comforting to have that someone who will come and bring you food, who will come and clothe you if you need it, rake the leaves, shovel the snow, hold your hand, apply a bandage? Isn't it wonderful to have that person who you know will come and care for you? They wondered why she was taken from them. They wondered who would care for them. And I bet they even thought, why wouldn't they take that guy? He's not doing anything to help anyone. Where Tabitha's out here doing all that she can for everyone. Why wouldn't they take him? As Peter approached them in their despair, the people shared how good and helpful Tabitha was. And Peter asked them to leave him with the body of Tabitha. And he prayed over Jesus' disciple and said, get up. Peter had demonstrated the power of Jesus through him, through the Holy Spirit. Peter allowed Jesus to lead him. We're thinking of ourselves as disciples this week. Really, I'm a disciple of God? And then I want you to encourage you to think of, how is Jesus leading me? As Peter stepped forward and recognized through the Holy Spirit his ability to raise people in the name of God. Tabitha returned to life. What a gift. She did not ascend to heaven, but she was brought back to living her life of discipleship. And she remained faithful and righteous, providing gracious acts of charity. She was brought back to this broken world for the glory of God. Here we are in this broken world. But we are his disciples. And we are to know and to learn and to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. The news of the miracle of Tabitha's resurrection spread quickly. And as people heard the news, they came to believe in the Lord. It was a miracle. That's why she passed away. The Holy Spirit would bring her back. It was a miracle that people would hear and learn and recognize and appreciate and believe. It was a miracle that helped people to change their lives and to accept Christ. Peter then went on to stay with a community tanner named Simon. Do we know anything about the tanners in the communities of that time? They were considered unclean. And that is who Peter chose to be with. He was very open with his social interactions. This was showing how inclusive the Christian faith truly was from the beginning. In this passage, the importance of good works as witnesses were brought forth, and then they shared. And the disciple Tabitha became resurrected. Tabitha, a female, is recognized as a disciple who lived as Jesus taught her to live. With her needle and thread, she was shining with the love of the Lord. Was it easy? No. Perhaps she was even shunned for being near the unclean people of the community. Did that stop her? No. She gave her money to the church. She provided food. With her needle and thread, she provided clothing for those in need. Because today is Mother's Day, I would like to share a posting that Tricia Hanks wrote about Mother's Day. This is from a few years ago. And she writes, "Today, I think about the mother of Christ. She was young and not yet married. And when the angel Gabriel came to her and told her she would have a child, not just any child, the Son of God, Mary did not protest about all the problems this situation could burden her with. Mary simply said, 'See, I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said.'" And that is from Luke 1:38. Soon after, she went to visit Elizabeth. Upon her arrival, Elizabeth, who was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist, greeted her as the mother of my Lord. And Mary responded in this powerful praise, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of the thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has sacrificed the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors. And that is from Luke 1, starting at verse 46 to 55. Later, Mary had other children and experienced all the normal difficulties and joys of motherhood. But I can only imagine what it was like to be the mother of Christ. No other mother had that experience. What I do know about Mary is that she was devoted to God and she was serving him. Whether you're a mother or not, we should all be like Mary. I love my children. I've made mistakes as a mother. I'll read that again. That's so true. That we make mistakes. I love my children. I've made mistakes as a mother. I'm just human. I tried to do the best I could when I was raising my children. I just want them to be healthy and happy and to grow up and to be able to take care of themselves, to live their own lives, find someone who loves them, and one day have a family. They're grown now, and I have two more sons, son-in-laws, and a grandson, and I am richly blessed. I pray as my mother did for me, that I've raised my children up in the way that they should go. That's from Proverbs 22:6. That they know how much I love the Lord, how good he is, and that I serve him, and I pray they can see Jesus in me. Happy Mother's Day to all of you beautiful women in this congregation and those who are listening or watching on Zoom. Motherhood is not easy. You've loved your kids and you've done your best. If you feel that you've done wrong, forgive yourself. Jesus loves you and they know that you love Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this time together, this time of fellowship, and the opportunity we have to hear your word through song, through prayer, through my sermon. Lord God, help us each to reflect on the message and to apply it to our lives. Bless us as we go forth, and may your light shine through us. I thank you for the gift of my mother and for all mothers. Bless the mothers of this world with strength and patience and joy in their roles as caregivers. Grant them wisdom to guide their children and peace that surpasses all understanding. May they feel our love and gratitude today and always. And we thank you for the mothers that are in heaven above and for their wise words, the wisdom that they shared with us. It's such a good thing that they love you and that they've had you in their heart and that they were able to share your love with others. Bless us all this day and this week as we go forward as disciples sharing your love. In your precious name, amen.